This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Who is behind the haunting? That's always the question that I think stems with most ghostly experiences. Who is it? Why are they here? The basic of most basic questions that we ask, because that's where a lot of the stories then stem off from. If we can better understand who it might be, why they might be here, it helps us as the living make more sense of what's going on. But is it always knowing their story that helps us make sense of them? Or are they here sometimes to help us complete our story? Are they here not to tell theirs or to have us study on them, but to help us reach a point in our lives that maybe we would not be able to get to without them running a little interference to help us nudge on a path that's going to lead us a better way? That's what we wonder about in our next story. Take a listen. This is a story of how my view on life, death, in between, did a full 180. My story is long, but everything connects, and I really want to be able to give you the full story, so it makes sense. I want to start off by saying that I am born and raised in Sweden, so I apologize if my grammar is not on point. In Sweden, you're considered a weirdo if you believe in ghosts, UFOs, and other unexplained things. It's not easy to bring up your experiences with just anyone. Even believing in God is mostly considered weird here, even though our official religion is Christianity. Anyhow, here is my real ghost story of how everything totally changed for me through a chain of events a few years ago. I've been extremely afraid of the dark as long as I can remember. I always had a feeling of being watched, even during daytime. I've also had very vivid dreams for as long as I can remember. And I always remember the dream after waking up. Some of the dreams I had as a kid were very dark. From around age 6, I could wake up in the middle of the night, fearing for my life due to a vivid dream. I do not know why I was this scared of the dark, since I only had a couple of minor experiences as a child. One time around age 5, I was awake in the middle of the night, too afraid to even move, at the same time not knowing why I was so scared. While staring around the room, really trying to calm myself down, I see my door handle slowly go down and then up again. The door was fully open and against the wall. My parents got divorced when I was 2, when I spent every other weekend at my dad's place. My dad did not care about my fear at all, being the way he is. From age 6, I would stay up all night when spending the weekend at my dad's, playing in my room with all the lights on until the sun started to rise. That was when I could finally get a few hours of sleep. I did not tell anyone about this. Sometimes my brother, 7 years older, would let me sleep in his bed, but that was rare. At home, my real home, where I lived with my mom, I slept in her bed until I was 14 years old due to my extreme fear of the dark. I moved away from home and moved in with my then-boyfriend when I was 19. I was very ashamed that I still was so scared of the dark, thinking, I'm a grown-up. Fear of the dark is something you grow out of. As I'm now 33 years old and have been through this life-changing event I'm about to tell you about, I understand that it probably was the feeling of always being watched that made me so scared of the dark. At the point when I moved in with my then-boyfriend, I had gotten to know myself much better and had realized that I always would pick up on other people's emotions. Walking into a room of people and in a split second feeling their feelings and being affected by the vibe of the room. This ability or personality trait of mine is how I also got caught up in an 8-year-long situation that destroyed who I was before meeting my then-boyfriend. We got married when I was 22, and by the time our second daughter was born when I was 25, I had experienced emotional abuse pretty much every day for many years. I was no longer me. He had taken away pieces of me, replacing them with the pieces he wanted, and in that way changing me on a very deep level. He treated me bad, but I would do anything to keep the family together for the kids. I was just an empty shell, focusing on my daughter's well-being and to not make my husband angry. I somehow found some strength, reaching a breaking point. We got divorced when I was 26. This is when everything paranormal really took off. I moved into an apartment with my daughters. The hall was connecting all the rooms. It was shaped as a reversed L with the bathroom at the top of the L, the girls' room at the top right, the living room at the top left, my room at the bottom left, and the kitchen at the bottom right. This is important further on in my story. The girls lived 50-50 with me and my ex-husband, which meant a lot of alone time for me when they were at their dad's. I could finally start focusing a bit on myself and trying to patch up the damage my ex-husband had caused me, although easier said than done. One night, almost a year after the divorce, I had just gotten in bed, not really tired at all. I had my eyes open, but somehow, and there's no better way to describe this, a movie started playing inside my eyes. I saw a beautiful sky with fluffy clouds and a huge dark silhouette right in front of me. I felt so much peace. The silhouette was holding its hands in front of it as if they were showing me something. Around 10 centimeters above the silhouette's hands, a small, glowing white pebble was floating in the air. I somehow knew exactly what to do. I took the pebble and put it inside my heart. In my head, I said, "Grandpa, if this is you, I want you to give me a sign sometime soon." My maternal grandfather died very suddenly at the age of 67 when I was 19. He had been like a father to me my whole life, and we were extremely close. His passing is the worst thing I've ever been through. This vision just disappeared as quick as it had come, and I felt calm and not afraid at all. Fell asleep for about 30 minutes. Next day, I moved a plant that was placed on my kitchen table. What happens? A small, white pebble falls out from the pot and lands on the floor. I took this as Grandpa's sign. I was incredibly happy since I missed him so much. After this event, everything escalated. One night, a couple of weeks later, I was working out in the hall while my daughters were asleep. I had their room to my right and our living room to my left. Everything was dead quiet. And I suddenly, clear as day, heard a young girl's voice happily singing, "Hey!" coming from the living room. Imagine a girl you do not know coming up to you, being interested in something you are doing, and this is her way of getting your attention. No doubt about that this was not one of my daughter's voices, and it absolutely came from the living room. I totally freaked out, backed up against the wall, sitting on the floor and calling my new boyfriend that I'm sitting with 7 years later, and told him he had to come over now. He jumped into his car, drove over right away. I told him what had happened, and he believed me and validated my experience, even though he is extremely scared of anything paranormal. After this happened, I'd get weird feelings of being watched, especially in my daughter's room, in the hall, and in the doorway of my room. Almost every night that my girls were home, I would hear something fiddling with the toys on their desk while putting them to sleep. I could somehow separate the feeling of being watched into two different kinds of energies. One energy was following me around, usually from the girls' room, through the hall. This energy would sometimes get so close that I froze in fear. I worked up the courage to say out loud, "You're scaring me, please leave," which would always work. The other energy was a weird one. I'd sit in my living room watching TV and suddenly my heart would race to the point where I almost felt like it would explode. Then it just stopped, from 1 second to the next. During this, I'd feel like someone stood in the doorway between the hall and the living room. This energy mostly hung out in the doorway to my bedroom. One evening, my boyfriend was spending the night and I was undoing the bed with my back against the open door. I felt my boyfriend walking up to the doorway and standing there. I started talking to him, and when I did not get a response, I turned around to see no one there. I found him in the bathroom, asked him why he came to the bedroom doorway, and then went to the bathroom. He did not know what I was talking about. He'd been in the bathroom all the time getting ready for bed. My boyfriend is very tall, and that was obviously how I experienced this energy, as a tall male. My boyfriend and I had some experiences together after this that really freaked him out. Mostly electronics turning on and off both at his place and mine. When the TV sometimes would turn off on its own in the evenings, I joked that it was his great-grandma that recently had passed and that she thought it was time for us to go to bed and not stay up watching TV. His apartment used to be his great-grandma's and he moved in there when she moved to a nursing home where she spent her last years. We both often heard sounds from the kitchen in his apartment. That was much more than just a creak or sounds from the neighbors. A few months went by and things got worse and worse. It escalated from being concentrated to my apartment to me also having bigger experiences in my boyfriend's apartment. His older sister sadly and very quickly passed away to cancer at age 11. One time I was spending the night at his place, woke up by the feeling of being watched. At the end of the bed on my side, I saw his sister standing watching me. As soon as we locked eyes, she started walking up along my side of the bed, her legs moving faster than how she was walking so slowly. It didn't match. I freaked out, pressing up against my boyfriend and putting the covers over my face. I felt someone stroke my head for a few seconds, and at this point, I was crying and shaking with fear. The stroking stopped. I woke my boyfriend up and asked him to hold me with his whole body, and that's how we slept for the rest of the night. The energy that followed me around at my place would only be active when the girls were home, which I found a bit odd. The other energy was not as active as the other one, but would give me those heart races, and I could feel him standing in places in the hall just waiting, like he didn't know what to do. Mostly in my bedroom doorway, though. The thing that took the cake was on one night when my youngest daughter woke up in the middle of the night. She was almost 3 and would always wake me up by screaming, "Mama!" I had to rush over to her so she would not wake her sister. This happened during early summer, and it was bright outside. I obviously had to walk through the hall to get to her room. And the hall was a place I would always feel someone following me when the girls were home. I opened my door and just froze. About 1.5 meters in front of me, I saw a grayish silhouette of a girl wearing a girl's pirate costume with a tricorn hat on her head. She was about the height of a 4 to 5 year old girl. She was just standing there looking at me. Knowing I had to get to my daughter, I unfroze after maybe 10 seconds and just walked through this little girl and went and got my daughter. This was too much for me, and I started to really question my sanity since by this time I experienced unexplainable things pretty much every day. So I contacted a medium. I'll call her Mary. She did not know me or anyone I knew. The only info about me available online is pretty much my address and phone number. I've never been an active user of Facebook or other social medias, and have all my settings to private. Hence, no way at all for her to know anything about me or my experiences. Also, the only person I had told all this to was my boyfriend. No one else knew anything, not even my mother. I not told Mary about anything of me or my experiences, just said I wanted her to come and tell me what she felt in my apartment. The night before Mary's visit, I decided to read an excessively big science study on physical therapy for patients with my genetic disorder. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome causes severe chronic pain, and this study had a completely new take on physical therapy used for EDS people. The first name of the man who had done the study was Thomas. I had taken down everything personal in my apartment so Mary could not use them as clues or whatever. I wanted hard evidence that I was not crazy. Mary arrives, and the first thing she says is, "Don't answer me now, but does the name Thomas mean anything special to you?" Her spirit guide had told her that she had to tell me that. The thing with Thomas is especially important. I tried keeping a straight face throughout her 1.5 hour visit. Before Mary arrived, I was confident that I had 3 energies in my home. A tall male hanging out mostly in a doorway of my room and giving me heart races from time to time. A 4-year-old girl that was only present when my girls were at home. And my boyfriend's great-grandma that would visit my home from time to time, only when he was at my place. That she was the one turning off the TV, turning on the radio. After Mary had told me about the Thomas thing, she walked straight to my bedroom doorway. She told me that she felt a tall man that would stand in the doorway. She also said, "When you get those heart races, it's not you, it's him showing you how he died. I feel like he died from a heart attack. He's not connected to you. He lived in this building, but not in your apartment. He's looking for his wife who's already passed away, and he doesn't really understand that he's dead and don't know what to do." My mind was blown, but tried not to show anything. She described this as if I had already told her about this, which I had not. She helped him pass over, and I was happy for both him and I. Mary then walked to my girl's room. She sat down and said, "I'm sorry, but I want to ask you a personal question. You do not have to answer if you do not want to, but have you had a miscarriage or an abortion?" "I have not had either." So I told her no. She asked me if I had any sisters and if this could be connected to them. I told her I only had a brother, so no. She continued by saying that there is a girl in the room that claims she is a part of the family. She likes to play with the girls' toys on their desk, and she's incredibly happy when she can be around the girls. She passed away before being born, but has continued growing up on the other side. She passed away about 3 to 5 years ago, meaning she'd be around that age now. I could not figure out why this little girl was so adamant that she was a part of the family, and Mary had a really hard time to help her pass over. She was not sure she managed to help the little girl, but felt like she knew she was dead, and that this was not where she really belonged. My mind was even more blown at this point, even though I did not understand why this girl claimed to be part of the family. Mary continued into the living room and stopped in front of the TV. She said that she thinks, "I've had weird experiences with electronics, especially with the TV and the radio turning on and off on its own. Also that things happen with my coffee machine in the kitchen. The clock on it would change on its own now and then," which Mary did not know either. She told me this was an incredibly old lady with the first letter A in her surname, but she was not sure on how or if she was connected to me. Mary said that the lady just likes to visit and thinks it's fun to play with the gadgets. My boyfriend's great-grandma died at the age of 97, and her surname started with an A. Mary had a 100% on what she was picking up versus what I'd been picking up. This was the confirmation I needed to be able to let go of the thought that I was not going crazy. Mary could also tell me a lot about my life that she had no way of knowing. When she was done, we sat down and I told her about my experiences and that she was 100% right with everything. The following days after Mary had been to my place, it was calm, and I was sure that even though the little girl now was where she was supposed to be. But nah, about a week had gone by, my boyfriend was spending the night and I was getting ready for bed. My daughters were at their dad's. I was on the toilet doing my evening wee with the door closed. At this point, me and my boyfriend were comfortable doing number one with the door open or the other person close by, so I really do not know why I had closed it. While on the toilet, I hear my boyfriend walking up the door, standing outside the door, moving his feet from side to side as if he were waiting. The floor was carpeted with a rough carpet, so you could easily hear feet against the carpet. I got a bit annoyed why he'd just stand there instead of just open the door if he wanted something. And we had no problem doing that. I finished my business, washed my hands, opened the door, and almost fell backwards. I felt this indescribable rush of energy coming right at me. And no, my boyfriend was not standing outside the bathroom door. I felt like someone was literally on me. And not just anyone. The little girl. I tried staying calm. I've had her following me throughout the hall so many times by now that I tried the same thing I always did. Walk slowly, saying her name in my head. "You can follow me to my bedroom door, but you can't enter my bedroom." Her energy was stronger than ever before, and I kept telling her that she was not allowed in my bedroom as I kept walking. My boyfriend had already fallen asleep in bed, so no, it was not him I heard outside the bathroom. And I got into bed too. Woke him up a bit and asked him to hold me because I was scared. Put his arms around me and fell back to sleep. But a minute had passed from when I walked into my bedroom and was now in bed with my sleeping boyfriend's arms as protection. Then I see her, for the first time ever in color, and not as a silhouette or just a feeling. She was standing right beside the doorway looking at me, like a kid that's trying to decide if it's okay to wake up their parents. If we were good at drawing, I could, to this day, draw every little detail of her. As soon as I saw her, she gave me all her emotions. I felt abandoned, extremely sad, a feeling of not belonging anywhere, and an enormous urge of being loved and accepted. This was not my feelings, but I started bawling my eyes out due to all the feelings she projected on me. My boyfriend woke up thinking I had a bad dream and cuddled me even closer. The feelings got stronger and stronger even though he woke up and I could still see her. This went on for several minutes until I got one of those movie in my eyes again. The same thing that happened with the white pebble at the beginning of the story. I'll try to describe what I saw. Imagine you're inside a dark house and it's light outside. You're taking a picture through a window that has a simple cross-shaped trim in it. The picture will come out looking like four white squares on black backdrop. The square is being separated by two black lines, one vertical and one horizontal. That picture is what's showing in my eye movie. The emotions grew stronger and stronger, and the white squares got brighter and brighter until they took over all the darkness. The movie was about 30 to 40 seconds long, and then it just stopped, along with the emotions. Everything just died out, going from being extremely intense into being literally nothing in 1 second or less. I could fall asleep after a while, but was very confused about what it was. I really had to find out who this girl was and why she was so stuck with me and my girls. In the morning, I called my brother, who had been living abroad for the past 2 years, trying to get some answers. I told him about everything that had happened, what Mary, the medium, had told me and asked me about the girl, and it came down to one question. Have you and your wife gone through a miscarriage or an abortion? His answer was the last piece of the puzzle I needed. We had an abortion 4 years ago. Everything clicked for me. This girl was my niece, my daughter's cousin. My brother is the biggest realist and skeptic there is, but he believed me on this. I had never thought that of him. I told him that I had never let the girl follow me into my bedroom. He then suggested that if she came back, I could try letting her inside my bedroom. A couple of days went by and my girls were back home. This night I had put them to bed in my room since they both had a cold. I was on my way from the bathroom to my bedroom to go to sleep when I got the familiar feeling of being followed. I said to her in my head, "You can follow me into the bedroom if you want." And that was it. No more being followed around. No more noises from the toys in the girls' room. Nothing. This was my 180. I went from being extremely scared of the dark pretty much my whole life, not being able to watch horror movies or even hear about ghosts, to being 100% convinced that death is much more complicated than we can grasp. I embraced this new view of life and death, and all in between. And when I did, I was not afraid anymore, and have not been since this happened about 5 years ago. Since then, me and my boyfriend have moved in together in a new apartment, and I've had a lot of paranormal things happen to me. And to my daughters here, but that's a story for another time. The most important thing is that I'm no longer ever afraid. I've developed a way to communicate with spirits where I can choose to open or shut down. And about the glowing pebble I put in my heart, I asked Mary about her thoughts on this, and she told me that the pebble was my soul being given back to me. The soul that my ex-husband forced out of me. With my true soul inside of me, it opened me up to experiences beyond what you would see with the naked eye. Thank you so much for everything you do. You guys keep me company pretty much all day, and you bring me so much positive energy. Harper's laugh is so contagious, and her straightforward way of being is admirable. Thank you, Tony, Carol, and Harper, for creating this community and caring so much about us listeners. Hannah.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.